In New York, I'm Lizzie O'Leary, in for Kai Rizdahl. It is Tuesday, July 17th. Good to have you with us. And we are going to start off the show by going to Washington and the president's meeting at the White House, which, despite his remarks on Russia, was nominally about the tax overhaul. If you recall, the new tax law limits deductions of state and local taxes. Today, four states sued the federal government over this, saying those limits are unconstitutional. New York, Connecticut, Maryland, and New Jersey. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has our story.
Before the tax overhaul, you could deduct the full cost of state and local taxes from your federal tax bill, but now those deductions are capped at $10,000. New York Attorney General Barbara Underwood says that'll cost New Yorkers more than $14 billion this year.
We will not stand by and let Congress pick the pockets of New Yorkers.
And it's not just New Yorkers. The cap on deductions affects other high-tax states and cities.
I'm going to get whacked under this tax bill.
John Tamney is with the libertarian nonprofit Freedom Works. He lives in Washington, D.C., and has considered moving to Virginia, which has lower taxes. He's not alone.
There's going to be some people leaving to avoid a big tax increase on those who live on the coasts.
The cap on deductions could also make it harder for high-tax states to raise taxes. Steve Rosenthal of the Tax Policy Center says that'll hurt, considering these states are facing
pension liabilities and infrastructure needs and the like.
The states that are suing say the cap on deductions is unconstitutional, going beyond the limits of federal power. But Joe Bishop Henchman, head of the Tax Foundation, says
the federal government does have power to change the tax laws and to change them in this way.
And by the way, the cap on deductions is temporary, set to expire in 2026. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.